talk to me no matter what you feel. It'll all be alright if you talk to me. Hi, my name's Scott Anderson. I want to thank you so much for reaching my podcast, finding my podcast, searching for my podcast, or if you're a repeat listener, then thank you so, so much for all the times you've listened. I appreciate every single person that listens to my podcast. My podcast, as always, is sponsored by two sponsors. The first is Danny and the Corporate Ladder. Sometimes in life you meet someone who's so amazing that you think this person can't be real. And then you find out they were better than you thought. Danny and the Corporate Ladder really was a story that I worked on throughout the pandemic, kind of a positive feel-good story because, frankly, well, not a lot of feeling-good situations in the pandemic of 2020-2021 timeframe. Anyway, Danny and the Corporate Ladder is available now as an audiobook, as an electronic book, and as a paperback. So wherever you get whatever type of book you like, Danny and the Corporate Ladder is there waiting for you. The other sponsor of my podcast, as always, is Creative Technology and Innovation. Creative Technology and Innovation was originally founded many years ago to support the Journal of the Society of Dead Teachers, Kindle the Flame, and evolved into an organization for various side income, like writing and things like that, and is now predominantly a company focused on delivering quarterly taxes for my writing income. Anyway, you know, it's fun to have it, need to have it for tax purposes. So I published an article today on LinkedIn. It is an article about the no culture. Most people encounter the no culture frequently in their life. Sometimes it's hard to remember, right? When you're up to your neck in alligators, it's hard to remember your original job was drain the swamp. When you're looking around and you look at the swamp around you, it's really the reality of the no culture that you have to worry about. The no culture is simply where the answer to every question is always no. There's not a maybe or a yes, but, or well, it's possible, not probable, or anything like that. It's always no, right? The no culture builds on the way organizations look not only at data, but at applications, at user populations, and so on. And the no culture can be good in the sense that it is risk-based, right? Your no culture comes out of risk. It doesn't come out of, you know, people being mean. It just comes out of the reality of risk. But risk is not necessarily a beginning and an ending process. It's just something that we have to consider, we have to do, we have to evaluate, and, you know, we go from there. Anyway, that was the intent of the article today, but I do talk about a couple of reference books that I've used for many years that I find incredibly useful. Actually, three of them. One is How the Mighty Fail, and the other is Good to Great, both by Jim Collins and team. And the third book is The Blue Ocean Strategy, and I honestly don't remember who the authors of that one are, but both of, or actually all three of those books have influenced me a lot over the years. In Good to Great, Collins talks and team talk about how organizations go from being, you know, just, you know, good organizations to great. You know, how do they move through that process? And one of the things that we have to think about, and one of the things we have to be concerned about, and one of the things we have to build on, you know, is this concept of getting past no, right? The other, which is a very interesting solution set, and another interesting consideration as far as books, is How the Mighty Fail. In that book, Collins and team took a really hard look at organizations that were great at one time and then disappeared, right? There were many companies that built mainframes, and in the end, there were only three, and then there was only two. So the concept, you know, like how do things happen? How do things change? How does that market evolve? And what are the pain points for that market as it evolves, right? So, you know, you start to consider it. Anyway, those two books are great for that. In the Blue Ocean Strategy, we're talking about the concept of a blue ocean. So a blue ocean basically represents the structural reality of a non-competitive situation. If we think about a competitive situation, that's the red ocean.
The Red Ocean is always full of blood, right? Because you're always getting cut and nicked when you consider the reality of a competitive environment, right? There's pain, there's reality. In the Blue Ocean strategy, it's trying to help you get to the point where you're in the Blue Ocean, you're not in the Red Ocean. And one of the things that people don't often talk about is that in order to get past, right, in order to go from good to great, and in order to be not one of the mighty that fail, in order to get past Clayton Christensen's innovator's dilemma, but at the same time follow Boston Consulting Group's experience curve, which is, you know, the innovator's dilemma, complexity increases the further away you get from where you started, and BCG, you know, the more you do something, better at it you get, right? All of those frameworks kind of all look at how the world kind of fits together, how everything kind of works within an organization. And one of the things that I've always encountered, and I know truly to be difficult in the best sense of what is difficult, what is painful, what is reality, is the no culture. The no culture, you've seen it, you've lived through it. You may be someone who participates in the no culture. You may simply be someone impacted by the no culture. But in any company on earth, I don't care which one, pick any company, the no culture exists, the no culture happens. And frankly, the reality of no is the culture, right? And it's not no from a bad perspective, it's no from a risk perspective. And that's the thing that people always forget. When someone from the no culture says no, they're not saying no just to say no, right? They don't run around their house when there's nobody there at night, you know, holding a hot dog and screaming no, 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 no at the top of their lungs. Now, maybe they did that when they were two. I know a couple of two-year-olds that lived in my house that thought it was hilarious to run around the house screaming no, 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 eating a hot dog. Not that, you know, there's anything wrong with eating hot dogs, and not that there's anything wrong with saying no, 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 no. But when a toddler says no because they just don't understand. When a parent says no to the toddler, it's often from a risk perspective, right? What you want to do is risky. Therefore, the answer is no. Right. So if we think about this concept of no, then the no culture, it's a risk-based culture. It's a culture that's taking a look at the risk of whatever it is we're trying to do and coming back to us and saying, no, that's not a good idea. It's too risky. So anyway, that was my article today, is talking about how to move no to no, N-O to K-N-O-W, where I know there has to be a way around this problem, right? That's the one side of this. The no culture, which is a risk-based culture, saying, no, you can't do that. And then the no culture, which is the culture that says, there's got to be a way to do this. There's got to be a structure, a process, and a way that I can do this. That's the reality of that. And I go through, as I said, the tools, which are the three books that I talked about. And there's a few other tools you can use to kind of help people get off the no reality or the no culture snide. And I do like the phrase, moving from the no culture, N-O culture, to the no culture, K-N-O-W culture. Anyway, always interesting and always fun to consider the reality of information, but not just information, but the reality of information flowing around you. That's on LinkedIn today. I'm still going through the process. I haven't decided yet, and I apologize for this. It's been 8 weeks, I know, which is a long time. But I can't come to a decision because I'm just not sure what I want to do with all that stuff. So until I'm ready to kind of move forward with that stuff, I'm going to go ahead and continue to drive down the path of publishing on LinkedIn once a week and figuring out the other stuff later. I'm also about to release, today is Monday. I'm doing this on my lunch hour, but later tomorrow, I'm going to release my in-depth technical review. As always, this is like week number three or week number four, maybe even week number five. The in-depth technology review is an opportunity for me to kind of get out there and just, you know, check and see what's available, how does it work, and where does it fit in the pantheon of the day-to-day activities. It's always fun, and I enjoy making those, and I truly appreciate the friend that said to me, hey, you need to You need to spend more time and do some more deep dive review videos. I don't go more than 3 to 4 minutes on those, mostly because I don't feel like I have more than 3 to 5 minutes ever to listen to something like that. So I try to make it fit into the 3 to 5 minute window. First couple were even shorter than 3 minutes. So you get the idea, the concept, right? Which is basically that, you know, the reviews out there. Anyway, that's it for publications this week. Detailed technical review, my LinkedIn article, and of course this, my podcast done at lunch, although I am sitting in the massage chair and relaxing. My last bit of interesting reality, I've had an ongoing dispute with AnchorMake on their printer. They make a nice printer. It's a great printer, but I've been trying to get them to fix the problem with the printer. And they finally said, oh, we're just going to ship you a new printer. Don't worry about the old one. You know, we'll go ahead. We'll just ship you a new printer. So this is now my third refurbished AnchorMake printer. It's only the second refurbished AnchorMake printer. I was right the first time. It's the third. I'm laughing and it's painful, but the reality is I got it all set up. I did all the screws, got everything ready to rock and roll, turned it on. It started up beautifully, started to go into the diagnostics, made it partway through the diagnostics and came up with a Z-axis error load. And honestly, it doesn't work. So they shipped me another AnchorMake printer that didn't work out of the box, which is kind of annoying. But I'll reach out to their support group and see how little time I can waste in getting them to figure out what I can do and how I can fix it. Anyway, my name is Scott Anderson, and you've reached my podcast. Thank you so much for listening. As always, I really appreciate it.